Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Hi, welcome back. This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for wellness here in the Imperial Valley, Mexicali Valley, maybe even Yuma Valley if the winds are blowing right. As always, if you have any questions, comments, you want to talk to Rose, or you missed the where is the next meeting for NAMI held, you can always email us at wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. That's wellnessradio@ca.imperial.co.us. Be funny if I did it like differently
the
second time.
When
please call us back. And welcome to the gratitude show. You know, we used to do, we've been doing the show for like a decade, and we used to always try and get a gratitude show in December.
Wow.
You know, it's that time, right?
Right.
It's leaning into Christmas or whatever. And so this year I was like, no, we got to do a gratitude show. And we started looking around and kind of thinking about who could do the show. And there you go.
Well, thank you.
That's the production back story.
We're so glad
how that
back.
Happened. And you were available. And we appreciate the your ability to kind of get here and do these shows with us, because we see the value, I think, probably as much as NAMI does, of having as many supports engaged in the community as we can. It's not about any one of us. It's about all of us working together and getting stuff done.
And we're always happy to be here.
You know, I yanked the cord on the break with facilitator. Are you having facilitator trainings coming up? Would you like to?
We are, actually. And what's so neat about them is NAMI is a nonprofit organization. So a lot of the trainings, all the trainings actually, are free to the public that want to be trained in facilitating. And we have a couple of trainings coming up 2015. And to be a facilitator for a support group, we have one coming in March, which is March 20th through the 22nd, and it's in San Diego. And your hotel is paid for. Your meals are paid for.
Nice.
The books are paid for. You actually, all you need is to get up there.
The desire.
Yeah, and the calling. Because it really is a calling. You have to be committed to this. And I always ask people that want to volunteer, please, think about it,
sleep on it, reflect on it, meditate on it.
Meditate on it, because once
you talk to your advisors,
this is serious. We're talking about, I need you to commit to the community. The community needs you to commit.
Are you guys pretty clear about you're going to be doing this for this amount of time? Do you look for a year or 2 years of?
We look for a commitment with no date. Now I know life happens, and I tell them that, but the more facilitators we have, the better off we are, because then we have backup whenever someone needs to take a leave of absence. We always have our meetings. We try to have them with two facilitators so that our clients know and are familiar with the facilitators in the event that one of them has to take time off.
And it keeps balance, right? Because
it does.
Anytime you got one person, you've only got one perspective. And
it's harder. And you don't want to dominate.
And it's harder to read a room.
Yeah, it is. So we do have that. And then we also have another program, which is called Peer-to-Peer. And this program specifically is for those who suffer with mental illness. And it is several weeks long, but it's once a week that you would meet. It's 9 weeks long. The actual training, when we bring it to the Valley, not the training to be a facilitator.
Good.
The facilitating.
Getting up there 9 weeks in a row to San Diego would be.
This is going to be in May, and that's May 15th through the 17th. And again, your accommodations are taken care of. All you have to do is fill out the application, email it back to Lynn Cathy, and I can give them all that information. They just need to get a hold of me, and I can be reached at 760-705-5002, or you can email me at imperialvalley@NAMISD.org, and I can get them the information, the application. They send it to her. And the reason that you want to do that as soon as possible is because once they fill up, they only take so many.
Right.
And once they fill up, then they close it.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.